This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bing Wes, the author most recently of The Wrong War, Grit, Strategy, and the Way Out of Afghanistan. He's also a U.S. Marine Corps combat veteran and served as Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan. He's also been embedded with American forces in both Iraq and Afghanistan more times certainly than I can count. And he joins me now as we observe the important change of command in Afghanistan as General David Petraeus heads to lead the CIA and General John Allen takes over the role Petraeus had served since he took over for General Stanley McChrystal. And Bing, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
The significance of this command change, we obviously knew it was coming since Petraeus was, I believe, unanimously confirmed as CIA director. What do we know about General Allen and how much things will change as a result of this transition?
Well, I've known General Allen for about 20 years. He's quick. He listens. He's an intellectual the way that General Petraeus was. But Allen comes out of pretty much a straight infantry background. For instance, he commanded the infantry officers school at Quantico, and he spends a lot more time on tactics, and he's a big reader. I think the big change you're going to see, Greg, is the identical, and I've used this when I've been talking to General Allen, to what happened in Vietnam toward the end of the war when President Nixon sent General Abrams into country, and General Abrams began what was called Vietnamization.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the big strategic change you're going to see. I think you're going to see General Allen starting something that we'll call Afghanization. In other words, he's not going to be focused on what our troops do. He's going to be focused on getting the Afghan troops to fight their own war.
How much does that depart from what Petraeus was doing? The president seemed to say when he announced that the timetable had begun for withdrawing U.S. forces that that was already underway. What type of progress is measurable at this point?
I never believed that stuff to start with. What I mean by that is if you, for instance, General Petraeus has rightly said for the last year, look at all the progress we've been making down in the south, especially from Helmand province, and I've been down there a lot. And I don't mean this in a flip way, but of course you're going to make progress if you send in the United States Marines. I mean, there are stormtroopers. If you send them somewhere, they're going to get the job done. The problem is that's Americans doing the job. So I've not been impressed with saying, look at the progress, when it's been Americans making the progress. And I think Allen gets that. I think you're going to see Allen talking more about what do the Afghans do, not what we do.
What's the key to making this a success in terms of the actual training? A lot of folks, I think you and I have talked about this before, about how a lot of folks, because of the low literacy rate, just the fact that the culture is not as advanced, even as Iraq, that the training of these forces has become a pretty severe challenge. So how do you step that up in a constructive and successful way?
I don't know. If I did, I think that, you know, Allen would love to have me over there doing it. I don't mean that, you know, sarcastically. I just mean that, look, I've been out with these troops a lot. This is a tribal fight. And most of the people, most of the Afghan soldiers are not pashtuns. And most of the Taliban are pashtuns. And the fight is taking place in the south and the east. That's the pashtun area. How you get the other tribes to fight against the pashtun Taliban inside the Taliban's home court? Wow, I don't know, Greg. I mean, that's I have my own suspicions as to what's going to happen in the end. But as outsiders, we can only do so much. But you know what I think? I think that these tribes cut deals all the time that we Americans don't know anything about. We can't really understand it. And I think that as our money becomes less, because we've been spending, we're spending billions over there every year. I mean, if you're a tribesman hurtling headlong into the ninth century like they are, and somebody is bringing gold to you every day, which we do, why in goodness name would you ever stop fighting? So I'm not totally pessimistic about how mixed up this is, because I think they might settle this in ways that will seem strange to us once we're not there giving them all this money and doing all the fighting for them.
We're talking with Bing West. The book is The Wrong War, and the subhead refers to the way out of Afghanistan. Bing, in terms of what the president laid out a number of weeks ago in terms of reducing our forces over time, was this the smart strategy moving forward? What do you make of how he plans to have this develop over time?
I believe that the president did something that disappointed me. I believe he was reckless, and I use that word advisedly and reluctantly. I believe the president was looking too much, and I hate to say this, but too much toward his own reelection, if you will, and it caught our military by surprise, and I don't think it was the understanding that he had with our military, and I was disappointed in what the president did. But it doesn't mean I've given up hope on the situation. I just don't believe it should have been an American war in the first place. But I don't think that the president listened to the military commanders when he made that decision.
Of course, the troop levels was the biggest issue at the time that there seemed to be a disagreement on based on what General Petraeus was recommending. How much of a difference, whether it's training or the ongoing role that we have in combat, will the differences make in the months ahead, do you think?
I believe it makes a very significant difference in the East. I'll just be frank about it. We were pushed out of the mountains in the East. We don't know how to fight in those mountains. Those mountains are higher than the Rockies. The tribes can move back and forth on these back trails because they've been doing this their entire lives, and they can keep scooting back into Pakistan and then come forward again. And, Greg, they walk 3 times to 4 times faster than we do, because our soldiers are carrying 80 pounds of gear and armor, and the other side isn't. And we don't have enough helicopters. General Petraeus was hoping that he could flood that place with more American soldiers, that place being the Eastern Mountains, next year. That's off the table now. That will not happen. So General Allen's going to have to figure out a different way of doing it. I don't think we can control the mountains. I really don't. We don't have the mobility up in the mountains. But I don't care. I look at these as being tribes 1,000 years behind us. I don't care if they have control of the mountains. I'm willing to let a lot of Afghanistan remain a mess as long as the Al-Qaeda terrorists don't have a sanctuary inside Afghanistan, and they don't.
Well, that would certainly be good news, long and short term. Bing, always great to have your analysis. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Bing West is a Marine Corps combat veteran. He is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan. He's a many-time embed with U.S. forces in both Iraq and Afghanistan. His most recent book is The Wrong War, Grit, Strategy, and the Way Out of Afghanistan. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.